Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. And thank all of you on the prayer line this morning. We just praise God for you. This is a wonderful day. Oh, we do rejoice and we're glad. In Jesus' name. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line where people come together. Amen. We're brothers and sisters. Why can't we pray together? Father, we pray to the same God and we pray to the same God. Why can't we praise together? Amen. This is a wonderful time that we join hands and just give God glory and adoration and praise. God has been so good to us. We do praise him and thank him for all things. This is a great day, and God is great and greatly to be praised. I come to you all as a lamb and before shepherds and shepherdess. God bless you. Thank you for taking time for the Lord. Amen. To give him the glory. All the glory, all the honor, all the praise belongs to him. Let's go to God in prayer, and then we're going to have a praise check here and see what level of praise you have this morning. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. We glory in you. Thank you so much. God, I never will forget when I said to you, if I could thank you 1,000 times, I would thank you. And Holy Ghost, you said, why don't you? And why don't I what? You said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I didn't know it would lead to a new awakening all over the world, to a new revolution for God. I didn't know it would lead to that. But I want to thank you, because now people are thanking you across the world. And you said to me, we haven't seen anything yet. We praise you for it. Now, forgive us for anything we've done that has not been pleasing in your sight. And forgive any sin on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Covered with the resurrection blood of Jesus, we pray. And bless the prayer line. Oh, God, bless all of us in the name of Jesus. Now, we pray that you lift the prayer line up to where it belongs. We praise you, we glory in you, we appreciate you. We ask that you touch every participant on the front line today. Look on Mother Johnson. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the body even more, Lord. That she can walk by some in the name of Jesus. I pray for people who are going through bereavement. Help them, Lord. Touch and heal and deliver. Give them peace in the midst of their storm. I pray for people who have things that they need fixed in their life. Oh, God, I pray that you save and you heal and deliver. Oh, thank you for everything. I pray for those incarcerated. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless everywhere. Give credit, God, for people to believe you even more. And we thank you for it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray all these things for the glory of God. Heal those who are sick. Can I ask you? And thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. Yes, my. Good morning to everybody on this prayer line. Good morning to you. Are you all awake here? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
My Lord. Amen. Well, let's speak to the Lord. Amen. Let's speak. Good morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is so good and so precious. Thank you, Lord. God is blessing everyone. Thank you. I want you all to, in just a moment, we're going to have Mother Andy Johnson. She's coming back again for us. And I'm so grateful. So grateful that God has given her enough strength to come back. Amen. She may not talk a long time,
but she's here this morning. And I just want to get a praise check. I'm not understanding this morning. I'm not understanding. This, before we start praising, I'm not understanding. Not understanding how the saints of God can speak. You know, that's a lot of people. They can speak in tongues, but they can't speak in English. I don't understand that kind of thing. So I want to see if y'all can give God a praise check. Amen. And open your mouth. Don't let the devil tell you sit there and just don't say nothing today. I don't think that was God. Amen. So if you're there and you are grateful, at least grateful to have a mouth to speak to, when I say praise check, I want to hear you. Amen. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Are you all ready? When I say praise check, come on in. Praise check in the name of Jesus. Praise check.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank 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 you, Lord. God bless you, Brother Johnson. You blessed us real, real good on yesterday. And this is a section of the Wisdom Seminar. This is the Wisdom Seminar. And I just, for lack of better terminology, I just call it to sit at her feet and be blessed. Amen. It's like, let me tell you, it's a privilege to sit at a saint's feet and be blessed. And let them just talk. Nothing special. Just let them talk. And see what wisdom you can pick up. Amen. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. But this is the time that we want to hear you, Mother Johnson, again. I know you. You said, why don't you talk? No, it's time for you to talk. Amen. Amen. And let the Lord edify you. You don't have to have any special direction to go. All we want to do is just hear you talk. But when you talk, the Holy Ghost speaks through you. And we want you to just talk whatever you want to say. If you just want to say good morning, that's it, whatever. But thank God we'll hear some wisdom through that. Amen. May the Lord bless you real good. This is the special, special mother that we call the mother to the nation. People around the nation have adopted her. And she is a wonderful mother, not only to the Johnson family, but we release her to be the mother to the nation. Amen. And the people who have adopted us. God bless you. Brother Johnson, we love you.
Thank
you. Good morning to you.
Good morning to every one of you. Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
Amen. Yeah, good morning to you. We want to release the. You want to get a little water there? Amen. Yeah, while I'm talking. I said, do you want to get a little water there, a little water? While I'm talking, God bless you so much. We're praising God for you. Not too long ago, the enemy thought he had you, and death came and was coming trying to get you. And we rebuke death in the name of Jesus. And thank God, here you are. Amen. Doing more like Peter did when he got the Holy Ghost up in the upper room. And then Peter preached to over, well, 7,000 people, and over 3,000 got saved that same day. Amen. I saw in the name of Jesus that God wasn't through with you and that you could do more in your latter years than you did in your beginning. Yesterday, did you know, Brother Johnson, did you know you spoke to over 100 million people, another 100 million listeners, and also 194 different nations? Amen. You're doing more in your latter years than you did in your whole life. And the Lord is using you. He left you here for a reason. You say you don't know why. I know why. Amen. We want to release the line to you. We love you. And good morning to you again.
Good morning to every one of you. Oh, I thank God. This has been a day the Lord has made. Wait a minute. Let me have a word. The Spirit can't pray. Out of heaven in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord, for, oh, God, breaking me up this morning. Give me a good night's rest. Now, Lord, I ask you to word my mouth with what today I may say. I don't know how to address your people, but you know. And I'm asking you, Lord, to send your word to your people. Somebody get a hold to it and help them out. I know the world is full of sin now, and we're living in a terrible day. But, Lord, you're God of all gods, and there's nothing too hard for you. And I want to thank you, Lord. Word my mouth what you want me to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Thank God. I want to say to
you, Brother Johnson, just before you begin here, let me ask everybody, if you would, just mute your phone. Press *6, and you'll eliminate all that noise that you think is not coming from your phone. If it is, you'll eliminate it. And then I'm asking nobody to have two phones on at the same time in the same room. It causes a lot of feedback if you have two phones on in the same room. I know particularly some people who do that. So don't do it today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Go ahead, Mother Johnson, go ahead.
I want you to know that I love each of you, every one of you. Lord, let me know that I had long arms to reach out and love everyone. So I'm so thankful this morning. Feeling very well in my body. I'm still on the land of the living. God hasn't taken me yet. And I want to encourage each of you to know that you're going to have some trials and some temptations and tribulations, but don't get discouraged on the way. Just know I'm going to anchor myself in Christ Jesus, because I know if I anchor myself in God, He'll bring me through every trial, every temptation, every tribulation. He'll see me through. But when you get to having your trials, you're being tempted, and you get discouraged and fall by the wayside, Satan's got nothing to offer but come on in and enjoy your life with me. Because I have nothing to offer you but death, hell, and destruction. And if you pay attention to him, that's what he got to offer you. But if you stay anchored in Christ Jesus, knowing that he said he never leave us nor forsake us, I know if you put your trust in God, he won't leave you. And he won't forsake you. He'll take care of you. Everything you need, everything we need is in Christ Jesus. Don't be discouraged about trials, because you're going to be tried, children. I don't care what you're going through or who you are. There's some trials you're going to have to go through. And if you can't stand your trials, you can't make it. You won't be able to stand before Christ Jesus. But when you learn how to take your trials, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, just give me faith and help me to go through. Faith and strength. Increase my mind. Increase my heart. Keep on loving everybody. Because sometimes the enemy, the devil himself or Satan himself, he wants to see you suffer. He wants to put you through things that you'll be worried about all the time. I don't know why I have to go through this. I don't know why this has come up over me. But I don't know what I'm going through. But I know one thing. The Lord knows. And he's taking good care of me. I'm so glad, because I tell you, the trials are coming, children. If you haven't had any, don't worry about it. But they will get to you. You'll find out that, my God, I don't know what this is going on. But I put my trust in the Lord. Because he said in his word, daily trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. They shall not be moved, but shall abide forever. And that's what I'm looking forward to, to abide with the Lord. I want to go back with him when he comes. Whatever he wants me to do, I just say, Lord, I wanted to get out of here, but he didn't see fit to take me out. He left me here for a purpose, and I praise God for the purpose. And I'm not ashamed in my life nowhere I go. Nowhere. Now, I can't go nowhere now, but in home. But I'm not ashamed of my life nowhere in the world. I'm just glad because I surrendered my will to the Lord when I was a young girl. Put my faith in God. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. 11th chapter of Hebrew. And the first verse, that faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. You can't see it, but just believe it. Believe in the Lord. Don't get discouraged in your suffering, you're going through your pain. God is able to lift the pain. And he does this thing for me. And I just thank the Lord. Oh, praise. I believe Hebrews 11 and 6, I believe it says, amen. Satan is alive.
Without faith.
Without faith. You can't please God. He that has faith. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Read that chapter, 11th chapter of Hebrew. And
but,
it's
but, without faith.
Without faith, it's, you can't please God.
It is impossible to please God.
He that cometh to God, that's what I want to get to. He that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently. I mean, keep on seeking him. Don't get discouraged in your suffering, in your pain, and your going through. But he that believeth and trust in the Lord must diligently seek him. Don't give up because you ask him one time, Lord, do this, that, and the other for me. But just keep believing because the word of God says he has believed it shall receive. And I'm seeking God yet for the new Lord. What can I do? But I tell you, if you be encouraged in your suffering, be encouraged in your pain, the pain's going to come. But just know God will lift the pain. My God, that's 1 Peter 4 and 12. Says, beloved, think it not strange concerning fiery trials, which comes to try you. That's what these trials come. They come to hit you and see what let you know. Not God, because he knew exactly where you're going. He knew where you're going next year and the years to come. But you don't know what you will do when these trials come. But this is what your trials come to try you and let you see where your faith is. See where you can take it or whether you can make it. Because if you can't take it, you can't make it. God wants us to have faith and try him and see won't it work. God knows it's just a wonderful thing about the Lord. I'm so glad I found the Lord at an early age and was taught the old way. The old folks, they said the young folks come on and they said the old way. They didn't know what they was talking about. They was unlearned people. But I tell you, I'd rather follow those unlearned people than to follow this new sensation they got, saying it doesn't take all of that. And also, when you get saved, you get the fullness of the Holy Ghost. But they taught us we had to tarry for the Holy Ghost. You get saved and you feel the presence of the Lord. And you know the Lord has kept you. And they stop now telling them to seek the Lord the more. Stay at the altar. Tarry until you get the power from the Holy Ghost. Because I believe Acts 1 and 8 said after that the power. Faith. Now wait a minute. The enemy don't want me to get these scriptures. I'm not as strong as I used to be. But faith is a substance of things hoped for. But 1 and 8. See, after that, let's get to that. Somebody got to read from it. I can't get it right quick. But anyway, I know it's coming to us today. And let us know we got to have the power. Because without the power of the Holy Ghost, we don't have no power. We can say things and pray. But we got to tarry until we be endowed with power from on high.
But you shall receive power.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And witness, you can witness to everybody you meet. And you witness to
Jerusalem,
Samaria, and to the utmost part of the earth. You won't be ashamed to own the Lord. Because, you know, we young folks don't, we shame. We get saved and we don't want to witness to nobody. Just don't tell nobody I'm saved. You don't tell folks that I have accepted the Lord in my life. But God is standing by. He is somebody to be known. Somebody make for you to make mention what he's done for you. And if you tell what the Lord has done for you, somebody will catch a hold of faith and believe God for themselves. I tell you, the Lord is blessing me, and I have more faith. The enemy don't want me to quote the scripture like they are, but I know one thing. My faith is in God. I'm believing and trusting in him, leaning on him, regardless of what come or what go. Don't lose your faith in God, children. Keep on trusting him, knowing he's there. He's standing right there now at your heart, at your door, knocking, asking you to let him in. You got a problem? Let the Lord come in. My God, if you're tired and weary, let the Lord come in. You need money? Let the Lord come in. Do what you know to do. Pay your tithe. Tithe is a substance of things. Is to be paid 10% of everything you would make. And I say whatever you come through your hands, let the Lord have his portion. Because the 10% of whatever it is, then you don't have 9% to work with. But if you keep God's money out, the 10%, what you should give, bring to the house of the Lord. He said, bring all the tithe to the storehouse. And then he said, prove me and see. Or I open up windows from heaven and pour you out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. Try them for yourself. Don't just try them a paper or payday. But try and make up your mind. 10% of my money don't belong to me. It belongs to the house of God. And I'm going to take my 10%. When I get my money, my check, or whatever money I get, I'm going to carry out 10% of it and take it to the house of the Lord and see, won't God bless your money more than wood, which you keep in the 10% in your money. So I tell you, children, I'm telling you, I don't know what to talk about, but God knows what he wants me to say to you. Someone, somebody, is not taking that 10%. Somebody is not bringing the 10% of God's money to the house of the Lord. You think it's your money and you can spend it all. But I dare you to keep on trying to spend it all. God will cut your blessings off. But if you open up your heart and do what the word of God is telling you to do, he will bless your money, increase it, and give you to do more with that 9% than you would with the 10% added in there. Because he will take his money out some way, somehow. I don't know how, what to tell you, but some way, somehow, you think he's flying high. But God knows how to bring you down. And he'll bring you down where you can't hardly make it. You can't see your way. But take God's money out of your money and bring it to the house of the Lord. And put it there with confidence that I'm doing what the word of God said do, and God will truly bless you. Now, I thank God, praise the Lord, and don't stop seeking God. You don't never get to the end of seeking the Lord. I don't care how much you got, how much you know, keep on seeking him. Ask him to wash me, Lord, and clean me, and make me fit for service, for your service, because God can't use no dirty hands, no dirty mind working for him. He wants you to wash your hand. He says a clean hand. You keep your hands clean. Keep off of God's 10% and bring it to the house of the Lord. Keep your hands clean and your hands will wax stronger and stronger. Believe the word of God. Get in that word and start studying it. Praise the Lord. I've been very, very sick. I mean, I've been a sick woman. But I'm not discouraged in trusting the Lord. Despite of what others might say, or what they might do, or what they might think about me, my faith and my hope is in Christ Jesus, and I'm giving my life to every day. I'm not worried about what they say and why Mother John's been sick so long. That's all right. The Lord knows. I don't know myself, but I do look back over 65 years ago. The Lord saved me and cleaned me up and give me a mind of Christ to lay aside every weight and sin which does so easy was beset me. To give me a mind of Christ to live this life for Him and give my life to Him. So whatever you might think about, Mother Johnson is sick, been sick for 8 months. I'm still here with the mind stayed on the Lord. And I've given my life to the Lord, and I thank God for it. And I'm not ashamed of being laying back my back. My children help me, and they take good care of me. And I thank God. Got a little doctor daughter. She comes every night and see to me, getting up and down, help my son David. But I thank God for all of my children. God is in the blessing business, and He's blessing old Mother Johnson right now. And I feel like I said enough, I think. And I just want you to be encouraged. But don't stop seeking the Lord for more and more and more. Lord, I'm seeking you for the more grace and more power. I want you to word my mouth what I say. And when you get the Holy Ghost will lead you and teach you and guide you and tell you don't say that. The enemy wants you to say things that you shouldn't say. And the Holy Ghost will tell you don't say it. But if you override the Holy Ghost and step on over there in another territory, that's Satan's territory. When you make that step, says, I know I'm not to say this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. You made a step over in Satan's territory and stay within that territory. If you have the Spirit speak to you and you're about to say something you shouldn't, no, don't say it. The Holy Ghost will speak to you. Don't say it. But just back up and hold your peace. Don't say it. Because when you make that step, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. You made a step over in Satan's territory. Mm-hmm. And stay out of Satan's territory. Because he's an imitate to God. And he wants to imitate everything God does. He wants to do it. But he always got something different. So let's live right and give our life to the Lord. Keep on seeking God. Don't never think you got enough. Because we all going to keep seeking Him for more and more grace in God. Because the grace of God that brings salvation, it has appeared to all men, teaching us denying ungodly, worldly, lust, that we should be soberly and righteously in this present world. While we're in this world, we should be soberly, we should be godly, soberly, and righteous in this present world. You find that at 2nd chapter of Titus 11, through a few verses down. Keep on reading it. Pray for Mother Johnson that God will ever get the glory out of my life. And I'm here. Lord knows whatever you want me to do, I'm willing. If I said anything to any of you, seek God and get yourself out the way. Because old self is your worst enemy. He is your worst enemy, self. Don't worry. God bless each of you. I'm praying for you, and you pray for Mother Johnson, that God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you. I love everyone. Thank you. Back in your hand, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. Beautiful, beautiful. You just, oh, my God, hit that ball out of the park so far. We're going to have to look for it a long while before we can find that ball. You just were awesome this morning, Brother Johnson, again. And we just praise God for you. Do you have time for any questions? I don't want to tire you out too much, but if you have time, if you feel like it, Mom, do you feel like any questions this morning?
All right with me.
All right, you heard it. So if you've got something you want to say to her, just I'm going to open it up for questions and comments. If you want to encourage her, whatever, the line is going to be open to you. All right? She's there, and you got a treasure this time. You know, I looked at television yesterday and saw people so excited about the Pope. You know, thank God for the Pope and for the Catholics and all that. Thank God for them. But here we have a mother who is 95 years old. You're very fortunate to hear her and to sit at her feet and be blessed. So I would say to you, Remember this moment. Remember this moment. If you have a mother who's up in age, go sit at her feet and be blessed. And whatever she looks like, remember, one of the things, nobody told me these things. I tell y'all on this line so many things that nobody ever told me, and I wish they had told me 50 years ago. Amen. But I said to my granddaughter the other day, our granddaughter, Lady Betty, thank God, I said to her the other day, go in there. She was at Mother Johnson's house. I said, go in there and look at Mother Johnson real, real good. Look at every aspect of her. Because you want to remember your grandmother. I just saw my grandmother about once or twice. And all I remember is she had on this black print dress. But I said, look at Mother Johnson and remember every aspect. I said, you'll appreciate what I'm telling you in years to come. Amen. So remember these moments. Remember these things that she's saying. So you can be blessed in a tremendous way. Anybody have anything you want to say to her or any question you want to ask? The line is open to you. I'll give you an opportunity. The line is open to you. Anyone?
Praise the Lord. God bless. This is Ambassador Hagen. God bless. Thank you so much, Chief, for allowing Mother to go forth. Thank you so much, Mother Allie Johnson, Mother to the Nations, for taking this moment and sharing with each and every one of us. We just want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you and your words, my Lord, has really blessed all of us. Just been the word from God, all mine, and thank you so much. It reminded me of the older days when the older saints would take out the time and impart wisdom and salvation into the younger ones of us, and thank you so much. I just want to ask a question after hearing such a profound word. Glory be to God. I want to ask Mother.
I'm not quite understanding your question.
All right. Well, he's asking. I'll say it over to you. Go ahead, Ambassador Hagen.
All right. The question is, who was it that introduced her to Christ? Who was it that introduced her to Christ? In other words, how did she first hear about Christ and about getting saved?
But Doctor, who told you, who was the person who led you to Christ or who told you about the Lord Jesus Christ and inspired you to be saved?
Oh, my parents, they taught us from children, little children. My mother was a missionary, my father was a preacher, and they taught us in the home how to give ourselves to the Lord and not to Satan. They taught me, really wanted me to be saved, and I taken a desire that I want to be saved. And I was saved at the age of 11 years old, sweetly saved. And the Lord blessed me, and I thank God for that.
I think that's the key right there. Mother Johnson answered the key right there to why America is going down and is in such bad trouble. The parents back then used to teach their children to love the Lord Jesus Christ. They taught their children to be saved. And that it was the most wonderful thing to be saved. These folks nowadays are not even teaching them to be saved, but the folks nowadays are teaching them that there is no God. We got so many young people who don't believe in God. So she answered the question for you right there, that the parents taught their children that you ought to love the Lord and give your heart to Jesus and get saved at an early age and run on for Jesus. That's what they taught. God bless you.
Wow, thank you.
Anybody else want to say something? Mother Johnson, the line is open. Now, when I'm talking like this, you need to unmute your phone while I'm talking. Don't wait till I say the line is open and you try to start unmuting your phone. This is a teachable moment. All right? So,
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson. I enjoyed your Mother Johnson this morning teaching like that. If we would hold up to our children and teach them like our parents did us when we were young, and rather than telling them you try the world out first and then you come to Christ, let them go and learn that, and then when they want to get saved, they'll be saved. But it's not like that. You have to train them up in the way that they should go. I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you're saying, because my mother taught me. And I got saved when I was 9 years old, so God is good. And I just want to hold up the bloodstained banner for the Lord like you and want to live the life that, like you're living, and be able to live a long life. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you also.
Anybody else?
Good morning. God bless you. This is your late Mother Britt. Brother, I just enjoyed you so much. I just thank God, you know, that you live. God bless you with long life. And not only that, you have been a truly mother to the nation, telling us about the Lord. You know, I'm be 84 next week, 84 years old. But I thank God that I didn't have to understand when I was young like you did. But I thank God that God used you in a special way to reach the world. And we, like you said, our young people need to hear that. And I'm so glad that you was able to bring that message. And thank God for you. And may God bless you to live to see many more. And may heaven continue to smile upon you. God bless you, and I love you. God bless you.
God bless you also, and I love you also.
Praise the Lord. Mother Gunson, this is Ambassador Stith, and God bless you. And I want you to know that I enjoyed you even on yesterday. I had my dad with me. We were traveling on the highway for his chemo. But my dad also enjoyed you. We were just in a place where we couldn't talk. But he sent to tell you, and I was sharing him a lot about you, Mother Johnson, when I kept saying Mother to the Nation to him. He said, the Mother of the Nation is here because she's still birthing other nations, and I can see what Mother Johnson is doing in you, because when we were traveling on the highway, I said, I got to get this. It was loud, and it was noisy, and in every room when we got to the hospital, I was saying, I got to get this. She said this, she said that. And he said, praise the Lord, I'm glad that Mother Johnson, at that age, her voice is strong. That lets me know that God has her here for a reason. And I just want to encourage you, Mother Johnson. There is so much purpose for you being here. And I love you so much. And God bless you.
God also bless you, and I love you also.
Why are you
buying up? Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson and Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Lex Sharon Darden from Grand Rapids, Michigan, area code 616. I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to hear Mother Johnson again today. I've been listening on the line since February this year, and truly my soul has been blessed every time I hear those words of wisdom. And my husband is on the line, and my daughter might be getting her children ready for school, but she might be listening. Amen, to these words of wisdom. So that's three of us that you are just blessing with your words of wisdom. And I feel like I'm sitting at your feet, even though I've never seen you in person. You know what I did, Mother Johnson? I went to the internet. I went to Brother Chief Ambassador's Facebook page and was looking for a picture of his mother. And so I saw a picture of you on Chief Ambassador's Facebook page. Amen, 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 amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk, I have a picture of you in my mind. So I thank the Lord for that, because I feel like I'm sitting at your feet, like Mary, instead of helping Martha. I feel like I'm sitting at your feet getting the word of wisdom. Amen, amen.
God bless you, and thank you for calling. I love all of you.
All right, anybody else?
This is Sister Lucille, and I just want Mother Johnson to know that she is an inspiration in my life. And God bless you. I love you, and it's always a pleasure to hear when you speak. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. God bless you.
Chief Ambassador, May I ask Mother Johnson a question?
Absolutely.
Mother Johnson is Ambassador Stith. How would you encourage the saints of God in your era, and now we have bold mothers in the church like you, but we're dealing with a different generation. Would you say now a lot of things that are happening is because we really won't just stand up as a people
And I'm going to give you two examples. One of the things that are happening all over the world. Do you feel that this is a time for us to come out of the church with one another in our suits and hats and shirts and shoes and get up on the Capitol doorstep and have prayer there? We should be gathering in another location now, not in the place where we're protected, but in the place where we're going to really have to stand, where there are laws and things that are being implemented, but we are behind the doors. You feel this is the place and this is the time now that even we go there and stand. God bless you.
But Doctor,
I didn't get all of it, but I got a portion of what she was asking. But I think I can answer some of that because the days has changed, the time has changed, and there's many in high office. Now I'm gonna have to say this because God gave it to me quite a while back. So many leaders, they are in office, has never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they can't teach concerning the power of God until they receive it, and they don't know how to teach. You can't teach nothing you don't know. Therefore, the doors, well, anyway, so many doors have been shut on the power because the Holy Ghost, you don't receive that power until you get the Holy Ghost. You go to school and learn the letters, but you said the letter killeth, but the Spirit makes alive. And they got to have the Spirit of God, the holiness of the Holy Ghost, to teach the world and not be afraid to teach it. But so many people don't know, so many leaders don't know, so many bishops that have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because when they came up, they're young, and they go to school and get the letter, learn, but they don't learn nothing concerning the Holy Ghost. So that's why we're behind the doors. But we got to come out, all of you that has received and know about the power of God, He will take care of you. I tell you to stand up and tell the truth, because the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth what makes you free. It's the only thing that sets you free is the truth. But if we never hear about the power, then we don't have, young folks don't know nothing about the power. Teach them to carry it for it, and God will truly bless you. That's about the best I can answer that question.
I think you're doing well.
Mother Johnson, you did. And I have another part of a question. So, Mother, do you feel that, you know, you have taught us and the mothers have taught us, now it's the place. Sisters, lead us. Can we go without them?
Well, the pastor can only lead you for as they know, for as they have studied, or for as they have received the Christ in their lives, received the Holy Ghost. But if they haven't ever received the Holy Ghost, they can't lead you to the Holy Ghost. It takes some Holy Ghost fear, man of God, a woman of God, to lead the people in the right direction. They can't lead you just so far. They can lead you to the altar. But when they leave the altar and they say, don't even teach them to announce their salvation. They won't announce it. They'll just go back to the seats and sit there like a knot on the log. But you teach your folks concerning the power of the Holy Ghost and let them know when the Lord saves you. You let the world know that I'm saved and I don't go there no more. I've been going to the club every Friday and Saturday night, but I don't go there no more. I've been going to the gambling table. I don't do that no more. I've been smoking my cigarettes. I don't do that no more. Everything that you know is wrong. You don't do it no more. You leave that stuff alone. And then all the stuff in your life that you can't take, lay it aside. Said, lay it aside, Hebrews 12:1. Lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset you. But some of the people have never laid aside the weights and the sin. Everything you set you, and they get upset. But I tell you, it's a time to seek God as never before. As never before. God's got it, and you can have it if you seek after it. That's about the only way I can answer that question.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Thank you, Mother.
You're wonderful, Mother Johnson. Mother Johnson, I just heard you saying it, and that's one of the problems with our world.